Clay Shirky says you can see these kinds of collaborations taking place all over the world. A few weeks ago, after our interview, he told us about his recent trip to Norway, where he stumbled into a classic power of crowds moment.
Yeah, I was in Oslo by happenstance for a conference at the Folk Theater. During the festival, they said, okay, we're breaking for lunch, and some of you may want to go to the square for this mass sing-along. And I said, oh, really? What? You know, what is this? And they said that it was a protest that these two women had organized on Facebook.
Here's some background. In July 2011, a right-wing extremist named Anders Behring Breivik killed 77 people in Norway. In a country that small, it's estimated 1 in 4 people personally knew someone who was killed in that attack. Breivik went on trial in April 2012 and made a number of bizarre claims during his testimony, like how a popular children's song was brainwashing Norway's youth into Marxism. And
I had a strong reaction to it because to me this is a song I hold so dearly. I grew up with it and I sing it to my own child.
Lill Univog is a graduate student in Oslo and, like a lot of Norwegians, grew up singing this song. It's called Barna Frambuen, or Children of the Rainbow. It's actually an adaptation of a Pete Seeger song, My Rainbow Race. Lil couldn't believe Breivik was saying the song was bad for Norway.
I felt that he spoiled the song and I wanted to take it back.
So on April 20th, 2012, a Thursday, Lil got on Facebook with an idea to get a crowd of people together in a central square in Oslo and sing Children of the Rainbow together. She gave herself a week to organize and hoped by then she'd get 100 people to RSVP on the Facebook page.
It took about a couple of hours, I think. We were way beyond the 100.
Within a day of the Facebook posting, thousands of people had RSVP'd. Lil realized she was going to need some help. A friend told her to get in touch with a woman in town named Christina Barr, who works at a labor union.
Yeah, I saw it on Facebook on Friday night, and I decided, oh, I'm going to attend this. And I think it was 11:30 in the evening, I got the email from Lil asking if I wanted to help out. Of course, yes. I'm all in.
They put out the word to the singer, Lillebjørn Nilsen. He said he'd be there.
Everyone was tweeting about it as well, and it was all over the media. We were running from TV station to TV station to radio channel, and all the papers wrote about it.
Some employers gave their workers time off to go into the square and sing. Police estimated that the crowd could be as many as 10,000.
I think we started realizing that, okay, so maybe it could be 10,000, but we weren't really sure, and then instead 40,000 people shows up in Oslo.
Are they glad?
Not only the square was full, but the streets connecting to the square was jam-packed as well.
At least 40,000 people showed up to sing Children of the Rainbow, and the sing-along went viral. Smaller groups assembled in towns across Norway. Expat sang along with a live internet stream. Even Norway's prime minister tweeted about it.
I don't think we're exaggerating if I say that Norway stopped at 12 o'clock to sing.
It was a very clear message about the political will of tens of thousands of Norwegians about liberal values, which is what ultimately Breivik was attacking.
Since it was Clay Shirky who brought the story to our attention, let's let him have the last word.
They did not have to say, here is our specific 10-point program. They could say, essentially, if you share our goals and values in any broad sense, turn out. I think the biggest lesson is really that when you frame a message in a way that isn't about raising awareness, but that is about taking action, the old gap between media and real-world action fades away. Your choice isn't either we're going to have a protest march or we're going to send out a brochure. Now there are ways in which you can send out a message that actually galvanizes real world action.